Warren County plays their first game since December 4th. White County prepares to host Coffee County, and York splits a doubleheader with Cookeville. The Pioneers of Warren County were shut down on December 4th for the remainder of 2020. On Tuesday, they played their first game since that shutdown, as head coach Chris Sullen says he was just happy to be out there with his guys.
It was a strange feeling when you've not done it in about 24 to 25 days, and you see all the other teams that are playing around you, and they're having big times at Christmas tournaments and all those things, and your gym's kind of locked up. It was a gratifying feeling. I know our kids really, really enjoyed it. I mean, we got back on the practice floor Monday. It's probably one of the best practices we've ever had based on just the effort and energy of it, because kids really have missed it. So we're glad to be back, and hopefully we can hopefully no more shutdown.
It seemed like both teams last night kind of got off to a sloppy start, but once your guys got it rolling on offense, what were you most pleased with?
I was most pleased. That's the best ball movement we've had all year. I thought the ball had got stuck a lot at the beginning of the year. Maybe it had a lot to do with us. I thought we got away from running some sets last night. Just went to a lot more motion-type stuff. We told our kids we need to move the basketball, play it forward a little bit. Thought we got the ball inside the paint. We played a little inside out. Thought we got out on a break in transition. I think that's something we have to do to be successful as a basketball team. But I was just pleased with the ball movement. I thought our kids really moved the basketball and looked for open looks and we're not afraid to share it with our teammates last night. So that was a welcome surprise, because you just don't know what to expect when you've not been on the floor in 3 or 4 weeks. You just don't know what's going to happen at opening night. So I think you're exactly right. I think we got off to a slow start, but once they saw a couple baskets go through the hole, the ball went through the hole a little bit, and our kids gained a little confidence. And that means a lot, no matter how many nights you play in the row or how many nights you've been off. When kids start feeling good about themselves, that's when you can play pretty well.
Did that practice on Monday, I have to ask, did it kind of feel like a mini training camp where players are kind of having to refamiliarize themselves with other players and kind of rebuild that chemistry?
It was a mini training camp, and it was a mini, what would be the best way to describe this? You're talking about a mini training camp and a maximum walkthrough that's going to happen in about an hour and a half to 2 hours. We try not to practice our kids over 90 minutes. I think in today's times, kids kind of get lost, their minds are going in other places. We went for 2 hours the other day, and I thought they were well focused, but you're trying to cover everything as a basketball staff. We didn't really know where to start, but we kind of we made a plan. We kind of went with it. And I thought the practice, it was productive, but I'm like you were trying to start over. And then also understanding you're going to play the next night. You're trying to condition them, you're trying to game plan for them, and you're trying to get back into some fundamental work. Trying to do all those things in one night. Like I say, it was a great practice. Execution-wise, it was not that good, but our kids really, really gave a lot of energy, and I was proud of that.
It seemed like your backup post players on Tuesday really did a good job when Aiden got into foul trouble early. Were you pleased with that overall effort of how they attacked the boards, they defended really well, they moved the ball well? Were you pleased with that as a whole?
Absolutely. We've always said Caden Dismaris is a kid in practice, is impresses us every day, and Aaron Ashburn does the same thing. Those are two kids I think that we thought coming into the season that were going to be heavily counted on, especially, with Aiden in football. Got those two kids, and I think they kind of got shell-shocked, got caught up in the lights a little bit the first 3 or 4 ball games. And then you go on this break and you're not around them. And we told them last night they had to be very physical. I thought the Dismaris kid did an excellent job in the paint against Jones when he had to defend him, who is a big, strong kid. He's going to Tennessee Tech on a football scholarship. He is a load in the paint if he catches a basketball. I thought he was very physical. He rebounded the basketball very well, but we blocked a couple shots. You hit on something there. Those are two kids that really, really did an excellent job last night, and I think they gained confidence as the basketball game as it went forward. And I think Dismaris is a kid that he's only going to get better, and he needed some good things to happen on the floor. I think the game slowed down for him a little bit last night, so I was very proud of him.
Again, that is Warren County head coach Chris Sullins. Coach, thank you for joining us tonight. The Warriorettes of White County finished out the year of 2020 with a championship in the Visit Panama City tournament. Though who they were playing was unclear, head coach Michael Dodgen maintains it's good to see different teams that don't normally appear on your schedule.
Well, it's fun to play teams that you don't see and don't know who your kids are. And you know, you get to spend some time together as a team. And as crazy as this year has been, you know, we've had some pretty good opportunities, you know, going to Johnson City and then going to Panama City where we could spend some time together as a team and kind of build a little bit as a team, because those type of things have kind of been taken away from this group since, you know, last May or last March almost. And, you know, it was good for us to go play, good for us to play some different teams. And, you know, the championship game was a really good game for us to be involved in.
Does the preparation process kind of change a little bit when it's teams you don't see that often?
Well, we try to be prepared as we can. You know, obviously our opponent is kind of crazy. I guess it's just the way that the world is right now. Our opponent changed in the first round four times in a span of 72 hours. So we had film on three or four different schools that we were supposedly going to play in the first round. And then the team we ended up playing in the first game, we didn't know we were playing them until 8 o'clock on December the 26th, and we were playing on the 28th. So, you know, we scrambled to get a little bit of information on them. And then obviously we got to watch teams play after that. So you just kind of prepare, you know, before a game with a scout and you know, just go at it and play as hard as you can.
One thing that really stuck out, it seemed like the defense played some really solid games, especially in those first two. What did you like most about what you saw from that end of the floor?
I thought we had a lot of effort. I thought our effort was really, really good. I thought we focused in on some things that we knew that we could take away from each team, and we achieved that. And the biggest thing I feel like is we kind of got in a little bit of a rhythm. You know, we played three games in the Sonic Shootout. We took a couple days off, then played three games down in Panama City, and we got in a rhythm. And now then we come back and we have a game canceled. And, you know, obviously you're looking at some weather situations maybe for Friday, but, you know, you just got to get in a rhythm. And I think that's the biggest thing, is our defense finally got in a rhythm.
I've said this for a good part of the year, that I feel like one of the biggest strengths of this team when it's firing on all cylinders is its depth. And it was a couple different players this past week that really stepped up and took on the scoring burden. Was there a player or a couple of players that you really felt that took a big step in their development with their role on the team?
Well, I felt like the entire time we were down there, I felt like Celeste and Nia played really, really well. I thought they both played extremely well in the championship game, guarding the 6'4 post player there from Choctaw. And, you know, they did a really good job of being physical with her and taking away angles with her. And that's a kid that is going to be a Division I basketball player. She's got all the tools to be really good. And they handled their own with her, you know, and that's just something we've got to build on, because here in a couple weeks, you know, we're going to see Cookwell, that's got the Gallagher kid that's a good post player. And then, obviously, probably and arguably maybe the best player in the state right now is Tessa Miller at Stone. And, you know, you got to take those things with her, and hopefully we build off of them and we learned off some things. But those two, I thought, played exceptionally well down there. I thought Addison Frazier had some really good basketball games for us, facing some different types of things, different types of pressure, and she handled it very well.
When I look at Celeste and Nia, it's so easy to forget how young both of those two are. It's easy to forget that Celeste is only a freshman, Nia is only a sophomore. Are they really just kind of proof that if you put the effort forward, if you're diving after loose balls, if you're going after those 50-50 balls, there's a spot for you on any team and there's minutes for you on the court?
Well, you know, you and I have talked about this a lot. I've always played young kids if the young kids I feel like are ready. And I'm never going to try to put a kid in a position where they're going to fail. Those two play at very high levels during the summer. They played at very high levels for the past three summers. So they're ready. I mean, they've produced and they've done some things. But it's also a thing of, if you come in and prepare yourself and take care of business, you're going to find your way on the floor to help us win basketball games. And, you know, we're not for popularity contests. We're here to try to be the best that we can be. And, you know, those two have given us great opportunities to win ball games every night that we stepped on the floor.
Again, that's White County head coach Michael Dodgen. Coach, thank you for joining us tonight. The Pickett County Bobcats lost two tough games to Cookeville and Livingston earlier in the season, and since then, they've reeled off six straight wins, a feat that head coach Joseph Amonette attributes to his team's competitive fire at the defensive end of the floor.
You know, I just think our ability and willingness to compete on the defensive end is the thing that I've noticed the most, especially since those two losses that we had back-to-back. You know, those were two games that we scored a lot of points, but we gave up a lot more points. And since then, we've had a couple of teams in the 40s, and we've been willing to, and just like the Livingston game the other night, even in games where things aren't clicking offensively for us as a team, we found ways just to sit down and guard people and make it hard to score. And I think that's the thing I'm the most proud of is the growth that we've had in the past 3.5 weeks of just our willingness to guard people, regardless of how we're playing offensively.
Did the game against Livingston on Monday feel like a benchmark game where you could kind of sit back and say, okay, here's where we were when we first played them. Let's see what strides we've made since then.
You know, I think so. You know, it was an unusual game. You know, I'm just so thankful these kids are getting an opportunity to play. But, you know, we've got to a point now that it's just basically the household members of each player that's able to come. So, you know, when Pickett County and Livingston usually play, there are about 1,400 fans in the game. We went from 1,400 fans to under 200 fans. Quiet gym. After Christmas, first day school's been back in session. So it was unusual. There's not been many Livingston Pickett County games in that kind of atmosphere. So I think both teams were a little taken aback because it wasn't the usual atmosphere. But I thought it was a game that if you look at defensively, we keep them in the 40s in the 1st of January, and we gave up 77 points to them the 1st of December. So I think that is a little bit of a benchmark game is on our ability to defend and how we've grown as a team in the last 30 days on the defensive end. And, you know, it's a game that Hunter Wattenberger sits down and guards Matthew Sales and makes it really, really hard on Matthew to score, who is a fantastic player.
And then the defense really had another great showing on Tuesday against Red Boiling Springs. In games like that, it's got to feel good to be able to play more guys because they all work hard in practice. You know, coaches will say all the time that guys work hard in practice and sometimes there's just not enough minutes to go around. How rewarding is it to see the hard work pay off in playing time?
You know, it's really good. It's been, you know, it's a different place. I was in, you know, Red Bull and Springs is playing a lot of freshmen. I mean, they lost, you know, last year they lost a kid that was a Mr. Basketball finalist that's playing on the number 22 team in the nation in Division II basketball this year. And then they graduated 5 seniors on top of that. So they're a rebuilding year. I was in a rebuilding year about 3 years ago, so I understand that from that perspective. But this perspective is a little different. You know, I had an opportunity to start John Zachary and Ben Zachary that are seniors that had never got an opportunity to start before and that have, in different years on different teams. You know, if I'd have had those two kids 2 years ago, if they'd have been seniors with that group of freshmen that I was having to start, they would have been getting all kinds of playing time. And those are two kids that work every day. They never miss practice. They work out. They change their bodies. And they, you know, they came in last night and played fantastic. I think Ben had 13 points. John had about 4 points, 5 rebounds. They contributed. They played great. And then another kid like Caleb Blowhorn that's been our sixth man, he got an opportunity to start, played fantastic. So games like that are good. And they do reward kids that have put in time. And there are no two kids that have put in more time in 4 years to get an opportunity to do what they did last night than the Zachary brothers.
You guys now have what I believe to be the game of the week this Friday in Salina against Clay County, and this is a real battle of titans as you both started undefeated in district play.
Oh, it's going to be a fun game. You know, Clay County is a really talented basketball team. They have a fantastic home court advantage. You know, it's a great place for them. They don't lose many games there. It's going to be a little different. You know, I think in a different year, you're talking about a game that would probably have 2,000 people at. Whereas we're going to be sitting there probably at 200 people on Friday night. But that won't matter to the kids. You know, Coach Edwards and his staff do a fantastic job. They are extremely talented. They got a great team. And we're just really looking forward for an opportunity to go compete against them on Friday night.
That's Pickett County basketball coach Joseph Amonette. Coach, thanks for being with us. The Lady Buffaloes of Clark Range have won their first two games back from the Christmas break, and head coach Lamar Rogers says that a main focus of theirs has been individual skills and communication.
Well, you know, we worked really hard last week after the Christmas break, and worked a lot on individual skills, and then more than anything, and then we worked on our team stuff some. But you know, barely lost some close games to Webb, Stone. We missed a shot to buzzer, and then White County. We had a shot with 10 seconds to go to tie it. So. You know, playing very solid, but, you know, disappointing those losses. So I think our defense, we've emphasized that a little bit. And we're, you know, playing pretty good team basketball now. We went to Red Bone Springs, got a win there, and then Monterey last night. So everyone got to play and contribute, and real pleased with that.
Do you think kind of the few days off y'all had for the holidays, you think they came at the, kind of the right time after those three games in 4 days to where your girls were kind of able to just recharge and kind of relax a little bit?
Well, yes, you know, it, like every team, you know, we've, you know, it seemed like we played a game, then we had 10 days off. You know, I was trying to get maybe something after tournament, after Christmas to get to play somebody, and then I didn't know whether we needed to or not, because if we got quarantined in January, we got a whole lot of games. And so we didn't want to take a chance on that. But right now we're getting ready to have a lot of games in January, a lot of district games. Our only non-district is we've got the rest of the season. We've got Stone two more times, and we've got Cumberland County, which both those got really good teams. So that'll help us, and hopefully we can help them. But, you know, we go to – we had a game flip. We're going to Trousdale County this Friday. They're supposed to come up here, but we flipped it. And then we've got a makeup game with Jackson County Monday. Then, you know, next Tuesday, we've got Gordonsville going down there. So we're getting about three games a week here the rest of the time. And then so that help sharpen us, I think, the more we get. You know, practicing's good, and we try to make our practices so hard that the games will be easy, but you know, the games still, you know, keep you sharp.
Team got off to a great start in the win over Monterey on Tuesday. How important was that quick start in getting the offense flowing and getting some stops on defense?
Well, you know, of course, Cassie and Kaylee Money kind of sets the table for us all the time, and we, you know, pressed some yesterday. We was changing defenses, full court and half court, to see if we could do that without making mistakes. So we went through a lot of stuff, and we're trying to be very flexible depending on who we're playing, you know, whether we're playing man or zone or half court traps or full court presses. So got a lot of turnovers from them. I think, you know, Red Bull, and we had forced 27 turnovers, and we had a lot last night. Monterey's got two really good players that could play for a whole lot of people, and we was trying to watch them some, but, you know, hold them to 23 points, I think, you know, was a good defensive night for us.
Seems like a lot of your players have found ways to contribute to wins without having to score. How important is it to have players with that mentality that they don't need to score 20 points a night in order to help the team win?
Well, that's right. We try to be balanced as much as we can, but, you know, every team's got – two or three girls are going to be the leading scorer, you know, as the season progresses. But, you know, we tell them, try to pass up a good shot to get a great shot, and, you know, have good ball movement. And we've got kids, you know, playing, you know, Lexi Pierce is a great three-point shooter, and that's kind of what she does. She's not going to be penetrating a lot. Mackenzie Powell, Chloe Harrod, or, you know, they're playing inside, you know, with our post people, and then they also can, you know, go outside and shoot threes. But Maddie Bush can, you know, penetrate or shoot the 3-1. So got a lot of versatility and, you know, very unselfish players.
While the Lady Buffaloes were scheduled to originally host Trousdale County this Friday, that has now been switched with their other meeting with them, and they will now play at Trousdale. But for now, that was Clark Range head coach Lamar Rogers. Big games from freshman Colin Ayers and Josh Hurd led the Cavaliers of Cookeville over York on Tuesday. And head coach Josh Hurd added that he also loved the effort that he saw on defense.
Well, I tell you, the biggest thing I liked was the way we played defense. I thought we were aggressive. I thought we, you know, did the things that we were taught in practice and we've been working on. And, you know, we rebound well, you know, because in most games, you know, we're somewhat over, you know, undersized a little bit. But just the aggressive nature of how we play defense was impressive to me. And that's what I spotlighted for them, you know, in the locker room after the game.
You guys also took part in the Visit Panama City tournament last week. How'd you like how these guys played against teams that you don't see on a normal basis? And I'm sure the preparation is a little bit different.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, to be able to go play teams that you don't know nothing about, and not only that you can't really adjust to them because you play the very next day. Basically, it showed just how good we were just as basketball players. You know, our first game playing against Buford, who's our 15th team in the state down in Georgia. Very, very good basketball team, very fundamentally sound, just great players that, you know, surely will be, you know, be playing some college ball somewhere. But for us to be in that ball game, you know, it was only, you know, a two possession ball game with, you know, about 3 minutes ago in that game. And we just couldn't make shots. You know, we hit that little dry spell and, they got a couple of runouts on us and they made a 6-0 run and, you know, it went to 10 just like that. And that was, you know, we just couldn't catch back up. But for us to be in that game and to fight the way we fought, I was happy today. I was happy about that. And the next two ball games, I mean, we took that loss personally. You could tell coming back out and scoring 80 points on the next two ball games and going up against a very, very big Grace Baptist school who had only had one loss coming in and in the tournament. For us to go out and just physically take it to them and defend them the way we defended them, those post players, you know, even 6'9", 6'10", guys, 6'8", guys, for us to go out and do what we do on the defensive end really pushed us on the offensive end to score 80-something points. So I'm very, very pleased at what we've done over that Christmas break.
Coach, I spoke to Coach Dodgen from White County a little bit earlier because they were obviously down there as well, and I asked him, and I'll ask you the same thing, how does the preparation for these games, does it change a little bit in tournaments like this where you're playing each day, you know, there's no time in between games, it feels like. Does it change a little bit, or do you try to keep it as close to normal as possible?
No, I keep it as normal as possible because, you know, this is just something that we do. We scout, you know, the teams that we play. You know, we load their games. I put an emphasis on the boys to actually watch the game at their leisure at home, not with us. You know, so they get an understanding. They see how those players play. They go over, they see what they run. And when we come in practice, we get in practice and we do our drills to what's going to make us better. You know, we may talk about, you know, one or two plays that this team may run a lot. But for the most part for us, we just make sure that our skill set is sound on that defensive end and on the offensive end. Because I mean, basically, you know, I tell the boys, as long as we don't give up points, you know, it's going to be very, very hard for teams to stop us because we have so many offensive threats. And so what we try to do is just make sure that we are fundamentally sound on help side and on just guarding the ball, and, you know, whatever play somebody runs, if we're sound doing that, you know, we're going to make it tough for them to score.
It's no secret, Coach, that you've played a young team all year. One of those freshmen in Jackson Madewell has really stepped up lately, and ever since the Sonic shootout, I feel like he's playing some really good ball. What do you think has been the key to his success?
I tell you what, just let him get out there and play. You know, we had to pull him aside one day in practice and just let him know that we understand that he's going to make mistakes because he's a freshman. And I think just us let him know that he was comfortable enough to, you know, hey, coach, you know, coach knows I'm going to make a mistake, but he's not going to, you know, just rip me out and just let me, you know, set me down. I think when we had that talk with him, you know, his comfort level just increased.
Again, that is Cookeville Cavaliers head coach Josh Hurd. Coach, thank you for being with us tonight. The York Dragonettes exacted a measure of revenge against the Cookeville Lady Cavs on Tuesday night, leading to a win that head coach Michael Green credits the team's overall intensity for as a key factor.
We've our intensity and you know, energy and effort have really picked up. I've been stressing that the last few games, we've really started being more positive, and just team chemistry starting to get a lot better, and we're playing harder, and things are getting a little bit more fun.
Tuesday's win had to feel good as a benchmark game where you avenge an earlier loss in the season to Cookeville. What was the difference, in your opinion, this time around, first matchup to this one?
We came out, and defensively, we guarded them like we wanted to guard them. You know, they just killed us transition the last game at their place, ran us off the floor, shut the lights out, just basically a really embarrassing performance. This time, you know, we slowed them down and played possession basketball. This was the first game all season that we played smart. Wasn't great at all times, but we played smart basketball for the most part for four quarters, and that was, that's what kept us in the game all night last night.
I feel like in these last couple of games especially, Haley has really put together some good games for y'all. It seems like she's really rounding into form and scoring the ball at the rate we all know she can.
Yeah, she had a stretch there where she didn't play up to her standard, and she knew it. And, these last couple of games, she's starting to get back into, the form that we're accustomed to seeing her from. And while she, she struggled there, stretches, we had other players step up. Last year, she struggled, we automatically lost. And this year, she struggled a little bit, but we've still managed to pull out some wins when she did.
I feel like when I look at a player like Haley Johnson, a player of her caliber, that there's one of two ways a stretch like that can go. Either they can sulk about it, or they can do what it looks like she's done, and they can get back in the gym, work on it. And I feel like that it just kind of speaks to that hard work ethic you've talked about and you've raved about for the last couple of years with her.
Yeah, a player like her, she's played for so long, and I've told her, she's not played bad. It's just she's missed shots that she normally makes, in a little slump. And, everything else, even as long as she's on the court, things are going to be easier for everyone else because she's usually the key focus. And, she's a great passer, so even if her shot's not falling, she's still making stuff happen. And defensively, probably one of the top, two or three defenders in the district. So she's still going to make things happen. It's just a whole lot easier when she's hitting her shots like she normally does. That's when we're really at our best.
I know Gabby didn't really start the season the way she wanted to, but she seems like another player that's playing some really good ball, especially in this last little streak. And I know this team needs her along with Ellie to be really successful.
Yeah, Gabby's been solid every game except, good passer game. She'd gotten foul trouble. But other than that, doesn't always show offensively, but she's really, she's been battling. She's in the paint, getting offensive boards, getting a second chance points. Getting his points in the paint. Her defense has improved tremendously from last year. Ellie struggled a little bit. She last couple of games though, she's picked it up. If we can get those three, we've got Sage Smith. Defensively, she's always, we've got to have her on the court. Michaela Reagan's really stepped up these last couple of games. If we can get five players all going at once, we're a pretty good team.
Millie Hall is another one that I've looked at as she doesn't really have to score to make an impact on the game. I feel like she's done really well, especially in the Sonic shootout. She was always kind of around the ball on defense. She played solid defense. She crashed the boards typically. How important is a player like her?
Yeah, she knows her role for sure, and that's rare these days. She's actually, the only player that I have to get on to. I want her to be a little bit more selfish on the offensive end. I'd like for her to take some more shots. And but she's not done that yet, and she's not going to force anything by any means. But defensively, post defense especially, she's a great post defender. Does a great job boxing out most of the time, and she's averaging several rebounds a game, and that's been a great help.
Again, that is York Institute head coach Michael Green. Coach, thank you for joining us. A dominant defensive first half on Tuesday saw the Lady Jets of Cumberland County take a 44-2 lead over Bledsoe County into the halftime locker room, an effort coach Tyler McWilliams says was just simply a sign of his team being ready to play.
Yes, we were ready to play, and that's one thing that we have discussed as a team over the last few weeks is, you know, we need to be ready to play every single night. And we did that last night, and I was just proud of how my team responded to that.
9-1 in your last 10 games, and you've said on social media multiple times you're really happy with the strides this team has made. What are some of the biggest improvements you've seen this team make since the start of the season?
I think, you know, really just figuring out what kind of style, what kind of system I'm running, and getting used to me, and learning to play smart basketball. And I just really like the way we're coming together. Our offense has really came alive for us in the past few weeks, and that's made a difference for us. And I'm just happy with everything that we're doing right now.
I think the last time we spoke, you mentioned that finishing games is obviously a focus that you were looking at in practice, something you wanted to get better at. Do you think there's been pretty solid improvement there?
Yes. You know, since the last time we talked, we've really been in situations that to have the finished games, and we've done a great job of doing that. And I'm really just pleased with each one of my kids, and you know, that goes from the first group, and that goes to all the way down the bench. You know, I've got several players that can contribute and help us finish off games, and that's been big for us.
Couple players have really stuck out to me recently. The first one is Emery Barragona. I hope I pronounced that right. She's done an excellent job of scoring and distributing, which I know leads to great production from your lead guard. You've got to be happy with what she's given you.
Yeah, Emery's been solid so far, and she's kind of emerging as a team leader on the floor, and it's really neat to see her grow into that role. You know, she's doing more than just putting points on the board, and that's big for us. And she's figuring out what I expect of a point guard, and she's really embraced that role.
Jalen Baldwin's another one that I feel has just played really, really well for you. She's put together some really good minutes for you. Being so productive so early on in her career as well, that's got to be a big confidence boost for her.
Yeah, you know, we've been just so pleased with the things Jalen has done at the beginning of this year, and even coming up past the Christmas break. And, you know, there's times where, you know, her youth shows, and but, you know, we're having conversations about, you know, next play, you can't let it bother you. And she's growing, and she's going to have a special career here. And I'm just excited to have, you know, 4 years with her and to see her grow as a player.
And lastly, I know Abby Houston has done a really good job, especially in terms of in some games really stretching the floor to where your posts are able to have room to breathe and you're able to get production from the perimeter. What have you liked most about her these last couple of games?
Abby, you know, everybody knows her as a great shooter, and she does a great job of knocking down shots for us.
Again, that is Cumberland County Lady Jets head coach Tyler McWilliams. Coach, thanks for being with us tonight. The Monterey Wildcats defeated Clark Range on Tuesday night, and while he appreciated getting the victory, head coach Adam West says he's still looking for better overall consistency from his team.
We've been up and down. I mean, you know, these last two games, obviously, we've been able to get a 2 out of 3. We've been able to get a win, but at Canyon County, we didn't play as well. And that's been the story of our season, is inconsistency, and we talk about it every day, and we're just trying to get better at it. So defensively, we still got to get better on that end. No matter what happens on our offensive end, if we don't stop somebody, we're not going to matter much if we can't score. I mean, if we can't defend.
It seems like the scoring on the offense has really balanced out a lot for you guys, and I'm sure that helps when everybody's firing on all cylinders, because it keeps teams from being able to key in on one specific player.
Yeah, it makes a lot of difference when you got everybody that's doing their job and what they're capable of. And you know, we've been through some adversity like all teams have this time of year, and some of it being COVID, some of it being just injuries. And so we've been trying to get back to what we thought we potentially could be, and we're still trying to build depth on our bench, and, you know, we're moving the right direction. I just hope that we have enough games left ahead of us to continue to improve to the level that I think we're capable of.
You mentioned the improvements you want to see on defense. Is it communication? Is it kind of just helping guys out on helping other teammates out? What is it that you're looking for improvement wise there?
Well, a little bit of everything. We don't always rebound as well as we should. Our box outs aren't as well as they should be, and then sometimes we're not getting out and pressuring the ball. We're not moving on the pass. We're not bumping cuts. I mean, there's just so many things on defense that need to be a phenomenal defensive team. You've got to be really good at. And we're continuing to try to improve on those and really emphasize them in practice and emphasize them on film time.
Individually, it feels like Caden is really starting to get into rhythm from the perimeter, and he's doing a good job of scoring efficiently for you at his best. How important is that to freeing up other players like Tucker and Silas and LT? How important is Caden's production?
Well, the man, he plays point guard for us more times than not, and we got a couple of guys that kind of share that role, but ultimately, if they don't have to guard that guy, then the rest of the guys kind of get, sucked up to. And so there's not any position there. But CJ's done a much better job of transitioning. He's kind of bought into getting to the free throw line, which has been big for him recently. And, we haven't been consistent from the perimeter this year. And that's something we're trying to get better at and just take quality shots and hopefully they'll fall. And we're just continuing to work at that to develop it. But his game was definitely evolved a little bit as the season's gone along, and we continue to look forward to that to evolve even more.
How is Silas's health recently? I know about 10 days went by, I think, between games for you guys. How has he managed? Has he managed to get healed up a little bit after hurting his knee earlier in the year?
Well, he's been hurt since it was in December early that he started at the Pickett County game that he started showing. He had an issue with a bone bruise and really has struggled through everything. And so we've tried to limit him, put him on the bike, some in practice to kind of take him out of some of the drills. And, last night's the first night that he's looked good. He still obviously looks like he's not necessarily have the stamina that we want him to have because he hasn't been able to do some of the stuff that we've been able to do in practice. So, but he's hopefully getting healthy, and we continue to keep him healthy, keep everybody else healthy as far as that goes.
Again, that is Monterey boys basketball head coach Adam West. Coach, thank you for joining us tonight.